And this is the Vital Force Radio Show right here on your favorite station, 88.1 WPRZ. And we have a very special musical guest in the building, you guys. And I bet he can relate to a lot of people because I just read his thing. And we definitely relate. Like, let's, like, for real.
I tried to get you to call him.
Oh.
Hey, Shane, man, are you with us out there, buddy?
Yes, I'm here. I'm here. Praise God.
Praise God, man. Welcome to the show, man. I have been talking this up because when I talk to you, man, you impressed me so much. But another thing is that you have a lot in common with my daughter. A lot.
I'm gonna cry, you guys. Oh, here come the tears.
She's crying again.
I told you. I got plenty of tears to go around.
Do me a favor, Shane. Tell me about your life. How you grew up.
You know, at the beginning of my life, it was kind of normal. You know, mom and dad or whatever. My dad, you know, left at an early age, and my mom suffered from mental illness, and I was bounced around a little bit, group homes and foster care system and things like that. You know, just kind of felt like nobody cared, and you know, got into a lot of trouble, and you know, did a lot of bad things, and ended up getting shipped up to New York with my aunt and uncle, and I never met them before, but they were heavy into drugs, and you know, at a real early age, I was, you know, running around and you know, helping my uncle sell drugs and learning how to do drugs and, you know, doing all kinds of craziness and just really lost in the world and not knowing any better. You know, I was definitely lost, didn't know any better, and that's all I seen. So, you know, it was pretty rough as a young kid and having to grow up that fast and just feeling like nobody was there, you know.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this. I mean, so you dealt drugs, because I was a user of drugs. You know, I was probably one of them you were trying to sell to. But anyway, you dealt drugs, and you know, how did you come to know Christ?
It's a funny story. I mean, there was a lot of years that I was running around, and it wasn't until, you know, over 18, you know, that I found God in my life. And it just came to a point where I was just so broken and beat down and, you know, feeling sorry for myself all the time. And it was just like one day I was like, all right, I got to change. I can't do this anymore. And, you know, I had some kids, you know, at an early age, and none of them were in my life. And I was, you know,
sounds like me,
kind of aimless. You know, I didn't know what to do. And I was just so tired of sitting there on holidays and their birthdays and feeling bad for myself and not going anywhere, not doing anything. And I just, all right, I got to change. So I started changing on my own a little bit. And I was doing okay. You know, I settled down and, you know, got a job and did what I was supposed to do. And I was doing all right. But, you know, through those years, you know, I was doing, you know, secular music, you know, throughout that time. And
what kind of music was it?
Yeah, it was secular hip hop. I mean, when I was writing and engineering for people, you know, I had a number two Billboard hit in 2007, went on tour. I did a spring break tour. I was on tour with T-Pain and when he first came out and a couple other artists. And you know, the number one two hit, I made over $100,000 on that.
Wow.
And
wow.
I still felt really lost, and it was gone quick. You know, believe me, it was gone quick, and I wasn't fulfilled. I was so worried about everything. I didn't know if I was going to make another song or what I was going to do. You know, I was just running in circles, and after that money was gone and it all dried up, I was just stuck with nothing. And when I decided to change through that experience of knowing how to do music and being around music my whole life, I got a job opportunity to work in a church to run their audio video and be their media director. And I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, all right.
Because wait, back up for a minute, Shane, because you told me on the phone that even when you went to prison and got that free Bible, that still didn't do it. Right?
No, it didn't. It didn't. You know, I will say that, you know, I did read the Bible, and maybe that was a part of planting seeds
in
me. And at the time, I was probably just reading it just to kill some time because that's all I had, you know.
Yeah. I can relate. I can relate.
But I could say now that it probably did plant some seeds in me. I was like, all right, you know, I can, you know, be open-minded to this, because there was a lot of times throughout my life where I just felt like there was no God. I was like, if there's a God, why is my life like this? Why is my mom like this? Why is my dad not really there? My dad's a good guy. I'm cool with my mom and my dad, you know, now, you know, today. But back then, I was like, why are they like this? Not understanding, you know. God's not the one that does that to you, you know.
Right.
So
you get this job in church. You get this job in church, man. All right. And why did you take the job in church?
Honestly, I mean, I had some skills, and, you know, I've worked with some of the biggest names in music industry, and I had some skills. So I was like, all right, you know, I'm thinking this is a cushy, easy job. And I was changing my life at that point, so I didn't want to work, you know, the late 3 a.m. jobs anymore. You know, I was like, I don't want to do that anymore. I didn't want to be on tour. I didn't want to do any of that stuff. So I was like, all right, this is going to be easy job. And the only complaint that I had was that I had to wake up early on Sunday morning. I was like, all right, you know. But now that I look back at how God was working on me through that time, it didn't take too long, but I really feel now that God put me in that position so he could beat it into my head that, you know, I do love you. You know, there is more than what you're doing now. You can live for way more than that. You know, there's so much more to life. And at that point, I vividly remember the first time that I had that intimate experience with God, and I got, you know, I fell on my face and I was crying. I'm back in the sound booth and I'm just like, oh my goodness, you know. I'm crying and I'm feeling it in my chest and I'm like, I'm not sad. Why am I crying? What, goosebumps and everything. And from that point on, it was like, God, I know. I just felt his love, and I felt something that I had always been missing in my life. And because of that love, and I'm getting choked up right now, because of that love that God gave me.
You're not putting me on blast. Goodness.
I was able to love my mom again. I didn't tell my mom that I loved her for 15 years, you know. Wow. I was able to tell my mom I loved her again, and I was able to forgive all that stuff and not live in that past anymore and just work on what was going on in the future and what I could do now, you know. And it was incredible what God did for me at that point. I didn't have anybody in my life. I didn't have my kids in my life. And you know, once I got God in my life, from that, I own my own home. I got custody of my kids from the previous marriage. And to be a convicted felon, convicted of an armed robbery and aggravated assault, I work in a private school. I work in a church, full-time ministry. I got 700-plus kids in the school that I can speak life to.
An ex-con, huh?
Yes, sir.
Come on, man. That's how God works,
isn't
it?
That's a lot of change. That's a lot of change.
That is a lot of change. You know what I'd like to do? I'd like to see if we can I want them to hear one of your songs. You know, you stay on the line. The song that we're going to play is Jesus Freak. It's one that I really liked. And you got a new one that's coming out, and we're going to talk about that new one, and we're going to play that in our rotation later. But we got two that you're going to do today. Let's hear what Jesus Freak sounds like. Sit tight with us, okay, Shane?
Yeah, Shane, but tell us about this song, though. Why'd you write it? What's it about?
It came up because, you know, my partner in Swerve, I have a good partner in Swerve, and it's me and him that do the music together. We just came up with something. You know, I hear somebody calling somebody a Jesus Freak, and I'm just like, okay, there's got to be worse things out there. So I wanted to take a derogatory term that was given to people that believe in God and turn it into a positive. So when they call you a Jesus freak, I'm saying, hallelujah, praise God. Yeah, that's what I am. Instead of them being that low-down, drug-dealing ex-convict that would have robbed my own mom, I'll be a Jesus freak today, and I'll be a Jesus freak for the rest of my life. So praise God, hallelujah.
All right, well, let's hear Jesus Freak. We'll be right back to you, okay, Shane? Stick with us.
Yes, sir.
Jesus freak, Jesus freak, hallelujah. See me right around, there you go, there you go. Jesus freak, that Jesus freak, hallelujah. See me running, yeah, see me right around, there you go, there you go. Jesus freak, that Jesus freak, hallelujah. That Jesus freak. When they see me ride around, that's that Jesus freak. That Jesus freak. Hallelujah. When they see me ride around, that's that Jesus freak. That Jesus freak. When they see me ride around, that's that Jesus freak. That Jesus freak. Hallelujah. I gotta get it while I can. See these tats. That's the reason I go so hard. Been through the struggle and I felt that pain. Jesus blood running through my veins. Don't blow no weed, don't do cocaine. Don't burn myself, use my brain. You can keep the fame in God I trust. Turn from sin and I turn from lust. Covered in the blood and I won't be touched. You could eat my dust when I shift that clutch. My mind's made up, I stay prayed up.
Almost lost my life when I popped them pills, but I thank the Lord that Jesus healed. I was on my way to the pits of hell, but I guess that's why he took them nails when he shed his blood on Calvary. You mad at me? I'm a Jesus freak, Jesus freak. Thank the Lord for seeing me
right around.
That's that Jesus freak, that Jesus freak.
Hallelujah, I'm riding around and I'm getting it. Wind is down and I'm feeling it. All glory go to God, lift him up and I ain't missing it. Ain't never one of y'all got me. His plan got me like Rocky. That last round decision got you wishing you could stop me. I'm all about his business. In the street I bear that witness. My father's love got me lighting up and I'm hoping that you feel this. I'm about that, can't stop that. I'm waiting for comeback. Some of y'all ain't riding right. I see you swinging, car tight. Pitch black, no light, better get back, I'm pro-life. My daddy boy, he's so nice, don't run up, it's no fight. Jesus freak, no Jesus peace, I'm reppin' dog like full life. I'm reppin' dog like full life.
When they see me right around,
that's that Jesus freak, that Jesus freak. When they see me right around, that's that Jesus freak, that Jesus freak. Hallelujah. When they see me right around, that's that Jesus freak, that Jesus freak.
That Jesus freak,
hallelujah.
I'm a Jesus freak.
I'm a Jesus
freak. Hey, Shane.
Yes.
That is off the chain, man. That is really off
it
the chain.
You know, is.
What I'd like to ask you now is I want to ask you about Josh King. Okay.
Okay.
That's your partner. That's your partner in this, man. Tell us a little bit about Josh.
Yeah, that's my brother right there. And, we linked up a few, probably about a year and a half ago, and getting to know him and know his story and his testimony and the things that he dealt with. That is just, I couldn't imagine going through life without my brother Josh from this day forward. The dude's got an incredible testimony, incredible heart and love for God. Back a few years, but it's been a while now, but he was in an auto accident from using drugs and doing, you know, and drinking and things like that. It was on a New Year's Eve night, and he got into a head-on collision, and a man, you know, passed away from
it. Wow.
Josh was charged with vehicular homicide and spent 10 years in prison, and then he did, you know, some time on parole as well. But through that time, he found God, and he came out, and now he's just on fire, and I feel privileged to even be able to do the music with him. The guy keeps me on point, you know, iron sharpens iron, and keeps me accountable for things. And, you know, I can look to him for advice and, you know, vice versa. You know, we got each other's back, and that's a real brother right there. I love that dude.
I hear you sound like Jesus involved because he sent you out in twos.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, you know what? What I'd like to do is I'd like to play another one of your songs, but Shane, I want you to stay on the line for our next section as well, okay?
For sure.
We're going to come back to you, but right now I want to play another one of your songs. It's called "Feeling Good." Why did you write this?
You know, the thing behind "Feeling Good" was just like, you know, once we found God in our lives, it's like, okay, I'm feeling good now. You know, everything's coming together, man. Life is great. Like, I'm just like, I'm vibing and I love it. And we wanted to show that, you know, this life that we're living following, you know, God's word, it's not corny and it's not lame like what we used to think it was before we were introduced to God.
Right,
you know
right.
what I mean? Like, we have fun. And I'll tell you right now, the best times of my life has been since I gave my life to Christ. Bottom line, going on tour with T-Pain and going and doing all that stuff and $100,000+ check in my bank account meant nothing compared to what I feel now that I have Christ in my life. It's amazing. So that's what that song came about. And I tell you, the guy that's on the hook is Ben Ja, and he was signed with Reach Records with Lecrae. The guy is a phenomenal artist, and it just shows what God's favor would do for you to be able to work with an artist like that. And not to mention, the track was made by a Grammy-nominated producer who's a multi-platinum producer, and it was given to us. Wow. Praise God and give God the glory.
That's how God works.
It's an incredible song, yes.
That's how God works. Well, let's do this. Let's take a listen to Feeling Good.
Sliding through the city was good. Sending love to my hood. Too blessed to be all stressed. Even though life's a mess, y'all know it's all good. Little homie, it's all good. Yeah, y'all know it's all good. Little homie, it's all good. Yeah, y'all know it's
ride
all good.
Ride through my city with the top laid back. I've been swerving, you heard me, my partner always got my back. Riding shotgun with Jesus, believe me, I'm mashing. High on life, don't need no drugs, I'm doing what he asked me. I'm feeling brand new, what it do with the crew. And it's all good, baby, when you're rolling with the truth, huh? So we just vibing and sliding, we with the homies, we wildin', we shedding light in the dark. We lean back when we riding, we know it's all good. Rolling through the hood, reminiscing on the times on the corner I stood. And we done came a long way, y'all praise the him. I couldn't do it on my own, we was born to win, come on.
Sliding through the city was good. Sending love to my hood. Too blessed to be all stressed. Even though life's a mess, y'all know it's all good. Little homie, it's all good. Yeah, y'all know it's all good. Little homie, it's all good. Y'all know it's
came
all
up
good.
Out the hood, what's good, God is. Got me feeling so flawless, used to live flawless. Now I keep my armor polished, standing on the rocks so my foundation solid. This is what they call this, so devil don't try. Strip up out the house with my head held high. Brighter days are coming, I can see the blue sky. Gotta polish up the wheels so they see me ride by. I'm blessed, blessed to be alive, and that's the bottom line. I ain't got no time for the negativity. Had to cut some people off like an amputee. That's reality, no apologies. Word. All glory be to God, left my cares at the cross. Got me feeling like a boss, we gon' ride till the wheels fall off. I'm a man of the cloth, but I'm saved, not soft, not soft.
Sliding through the city was good. Sending love to my hood. Too blessed to be all stressed. Even though life's a mess, y'all know it's all good. Little homie, it's all good. Yeah, y'all know it's all good. Little homie, it's all good. Yeah, y'all know it's all good.
I'm alive, great escape in the sky. Gonna leave it up till the next sunrise. Ain't got no cares, cause I'm free in Christ. I'm feeling good, cause I'm alive. Great escape in the sky. Gonna leave it up till the next sunrise. Ain't got no cares, cause I'm free in Christ.
And this is the new Vital Force Radio Show right here on the 88.1 WPRZ. That was our very special musical guest, Shane, with Feeling Good. And right now we are going to jump right into the Done section, right?
Yeah, we could might as well go into the Done section. Shane, you still with us?
Yes, sir. I'm here.
Yeah, we love that. Before we go into that Done section, though, I want you to tell everybody how they can get your music, because that's special what you do.
Mm-hmm. Awesome, awesome. Yeah, the music you can get it, the best way is just to go to www.teamswerve.com. All the links to our social media there, the YouTube channel, and then there's also a link for you to get free downloads. We really want this music to be a blessing to somebody and speak life to somebody.
So free?
It's not a...
Yeah, hold up, back
free.
Up, rewind.
$3.99.
You're giving it away free, you know, so tell us why.
Well, we think that there's... You know, we do this music to glorify God, and we don't do it as a business or anything
thank
like that.
Jesus.
So if there's a place on there where you can donate if you feel led to donate, if you have it. But we didn't want to take the chance of somebody not getting something that could be a blessing to their life just because they didn't have a dollar to spend on a song. So we made it available for people to download for free as well. So, you know, hopefully it just it speaks life to somebody and it does something for somebody and plants a seed, cultivates it or anything, you know, as long as it does something for them, man. That's good enough payment for us.
That's good. That's teamswerve.bandcamp.com. Teamswerve.bandcamp.com.
Okay, so what we're going to do now is we're probably going to go. Let's go in and let's do one more song, I think. And with Demita Haddon, No Looking Back. And then we're going to come back in with you, Shane, okay?
I got an idea.
All right.
What you think?
Let's do You Don't Know by Kiki Sheard instead.
Okay.
Why That's what I got up on the computer.
Oh, okay.
Does that sound good? All right,
sound
we'll
good
be right
me.
Back.
Do
Here's
your
Kiki
thing.
Sheard.
Do your thing.
Listening to the Vital Force Radio Show right here on 88.1 WPRZ. I'm your host, Alex, here with my dad and stepmother, Karen and Tim.
Hello.
And we have Shane on the line. You still with us there, Shane?
Yes, sir. I'm right here.
Yep, from Team Swerve. You guys got to go online, look them up. We're going into our next section right now, but Shane, you know what I wanted to do? I wanted to ask you a couple of questions about your ministry outside of the church, because you had some things to say about that when I talked to you, and you told Karen there was a common phrase that you guys use when you're going outside of the church and going into those areas to minister. Tell me more about that in the youth and what are you doing, bruh? What are you doing?
Yeah, it's crazy because today I was doing my Bible study this morning before my kids and my wife woke up, and something came up, which was Proverbs 11:30, And it says the fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he that winneth souls is wise. So to be a wise Christian, you're supposed to go out there and win souls. You're supposed to be you're supposed to disciple people. You're supposed to go get them. You know, we can't just sit around and wait for a church event or something like that to go out and win souls. You know, it's our job on our daily life. Our job isn't to come to church on Sunday mornings and praise God there and then go on about your business. We're Christians 24/7, 7 days a week.
Well, so you know, saying I wasn't taught that in church. I was taught to come. You know, I wasn't taught to go.
Right.
I was taught to come.
Right.
You know.
Right.
So how are you going out there? I can see it in the music. What else are you doing?
We do all kinds of things. Josh and I do a bunch of different things for people with addictions. We try to connect them with different rehabilitation centers, whatever we can do to help them. And when we do events, the music is just a tool. It's a ministry tool to be able to open the door. The ministry happens off of the stage, you know, when we're talking to people, you know, that's just to get their attention. But anywhere where there's a need, we want to go. I do a lot of things for kids in the hospital. We send pizzas to kids in, you know, cancer centers and send superheroes just to brighten their days. You know, my son has lung disease, so it kind of hit me hard when I was seeing all those other kids in there, you know, the kids with cancers. And some of the kids were sitting there getting chemotherapy with nobody there. And I was like, wow. So we send pizzas to them. You know, we do all kinds of different things. But our job as Christians is you know, I know a lot of people said, you know, go to church, that's fine. But, you know, we're supposed to do this 24/7, 7 days a week. Wherever we go, we're supposed to be that light. So if you're at the grocery store and you see a need, talk to that person. There's a door open there for you to talk to that person or pray for them. Whatever you can do, you know, the bottom line is that we got to show the love of Jesus to everybody, everywhere that we go. And that's what's going to win souls.
Go ahead.
Oh, I have a question.
We all want to talk.
Right. I have a question.
You off the chain, boy.
Piggybacking off when we first started your interview, you were talking about how you were in group homes and how you went through foster care and all this other stuff. What advice would you give to the young folk out there today, like myself, that has experienced stuff, and I'm still traumatized and I still go through a lot of stuff, having emotional breakdowns, still today.
True.
What advice would you give people that are in similar situations or have been through similar situations?
The main thing that I can say is that what God was telling me when I was out of that is that it's not over. Your life isn't over. You can change that direction. You don't have to be what society has labeled you or where your life has put you, because, you know, as a child, it wasn't my fault that I was there, you know, and it hurt me and it bothered me and it did a lot of damage to me. But you know what? At the end of the day, you give that and you take it to the cross and you take it to God, and he can relieve you from all of that. He can take it away from you. You know, you just got to trust in him and walk in faith and know that he's the creator of the world. He can heal and he can do anything that he wants. You know, trust in him, be obedient to God, follow the word. And I'm telling you, everything will fall into place. You know, it's not something that's going to, you know, maybe be magical overnight. It could happen overnight. It could, you know, take a little time. And it's not over. Mm-hmm. Life is not over, man. You know, and to me, a thing that gets me through sometimes is when I'm serving people. So at my worst, at my lowest, if I'm feeling down and discouraged, I go help somebody. I go serve someone. Wherever I got to go, plug in to a church or to an outreach or anything, and just serve people. And it lifts you up to be able to lift other people up. And it's, you know, it's not over. It can't change. You don't have to be stuck in that situation. You know, I'm good now. You know, let it go. And God's taking it off of my heart and taking it off my back. And I don't have to carry that every day anymore. You know, so I just learned from some of the things and press forward. You know, life is beautiful.
That's good, Shane. Thank you so much for that. And I appreciate you bringing that up, Alex, because it was something from in my heart from the very first time you started talking, Shane, at the top of the show, that I want to acknowledge to you, to Alex, to Timothy, to myself, to you who's listening, that really bad things, a lot of really bad things happened to you when you were young, for a lot of people. Okay, and I want to acknowledge that because it needs to be acknowledged. And it's injustice because, like you said, Shane, it's not because of something that you did wrong. It's because you were an innocent child. Right. And God does bring justice. And in my own life, with the injustices that I went through as a child, God showed me that he's the God of justice. And he brings you that justice, not in the sweet by and by, but right now here on earth, as we go to him and say, God, I want justice. I need justice. And one of the ways he brings justice is through recompense, which is how he pays you back. God himself pays you back for how someone else has hurt you. That other person can't pay you back no matter what, but God can pay you back. So go to take that invoice to God, hold it up to him and say, God, please pay this back because I'm really hurting. And then there's that whole element, you're going out serving God because you love him, but he's going to love you and take care of all that.
You know, speaking of going out serving God, there was a phrase that you used that I heard. Church in the wild, bro. That just got me. Church in the wild. Tell us about church in the wild, man.
Right. I work for a church and I work for a school, and I have brothers all over the country that I talk to and I deal with on a daily basis. And, you know, there's some guys out there that believe in doing church outside of the world. Let's do it. And, you know, I got one brother, really good brother of mine. He owns a tattoo shop, believe it or not, and he has church right there in that tattoo shop.
Wow.
And some people are like, oh, tattoos. But let me tell you something. He's really being a light in a dark place, and he's got people coming to him all the time. And the things that he's doing, he's out there, and there's a bunch of them. They're all over the place. There's people in Texas that do it, Disciple the Streets, and, you know, all these things. And what they do, I mean, they're bringing people to Jesus. You know, it's so incredible.
That's
so
right.
They'll do church anywhere. And that's the whole thing. Is like, to me, church isn't we all know the church isn't the four walls. The body is the church. The people is the church. So we need to take that all over the place, wherever we can go, you know.
That's right.
But, yeah, that's what they call it, church in the wild.
Look, because right. You got outside. What do you got, Alex?
I have another question for you. And I know when you were just talking about how people were, you know, you were a young child brought into the situation that you were brought into. And, you know, people doubted you out, people counted you out. What type of stereotypes growing up did you hear because your parents weren't all, you know, parked up to be what they were supposed to be? Because I heard I was going to be a teenage parent. I was going to be on drugs. I don't smoke, drink, or have kids, okay?
Thank you, Jesus.
So.
I don't know if I necessarily got that because of what my parents did. You know, and I'll say that. My dad didn't do a whole lot wrong to me, but I got wild. I just didn't care anymore. I was just, you couldn't put me in a box anymore. You couldn't put me in a house and expect me to follow rules because I didn't want to be there. I wanted to do whatever I wanted to do. Right. I thought I was grown. So the things that I was doing was creating people, you know, to say things to me like, you know, you're never going to be anything. You're going to be in prison for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
I've heard that too.
And,
you know, and for a while, I believed that. I was like, all right, whatever. You know, when I went to prison, I was like, all right, this is a battle. All right, when I get out, it's going to be something. Well, I went in there like I was the toughest thing on the block, man. And I was only 18 years old.
Yeah.
So going in there was a life-changing experience. I was like, oh, boy, I don't want to be here. You know?
Right. Okay.
I think Alex went through that too, didn't
Look.
You, Alex?
You know, when you were talking about earlier how you were in prison and really didn't read the Bible, whatever, I can relate to that because I never went to prison, but I was incarcerated in jail one time and I went to their little church service. They started playing that song we played earlier, Yolanda Adams, I'm Gonna Be Ready. And let me tell you, I broke down and started crying right there. Like, all the cellmates were just standing right looking at me like I was crazy.
Right.
I said, look, I feel it. I feel something just, like, came into me, and I just started crying and related to the song, you know?
Right. Well, you crying now, girl.
I'm so emotional.
God is real.
That's my baby.
God is real. God does real work.
Thank you, Shane.
God brings real change when we give ourselves to him.
Well, we're coming to the end of our show. All right, Shane, we'd like to say thank you very much for joining us. You have a powerful testimony. Your music will be played on this show. We'd like to have you as a guest sometime down
next
the line.
Week.
She wants you next week.
I want you next week, Shane. You coming?
Well, whenever you guys want to share with me.
All right, remember you can get Shane's music, Shane and Josh, Swerve, at teamswerve.bandcamp.com. And they have a whole website at teamswerve.com. So check them out.
Right.
Support them.
Yep. So we got about 20 seconds left, Shane. What's the last word, baby?
I just want to thank you guys. It's a blessing to be on the show with you guys, and it's incredible what you guys are doing there. And like I said, if anybody needs anything, even if it's prayer, just want to say hi to us. Go to our website, find our links, and we're happy to pray with you, talk to you, point you in the right direction, whatever you need. We're there to serve.
All right. Well, I'd like to say thank you very much, Shane. And I guess Alex wants you on for the millennial section next
week. I'll be calling you by 5:30 tonight. Don't worry about it.
I told her to call you. And we just want to say thank you. And God bless you, brother. God bless you.
God
and we're
bless
here
you
for you. All right?
God bless everybody. Love you.
Yes, thank you. Love you, too.
All right. We'll
Bye.
See you.